so we can escape on another ship piloted by a psychotic AI. Wonderful.
Things are different now. Back then, he was mobile, tactile. We all thought he was human. Now he's just code, ethereal, and we know where to find him.
So this is what we're going to do. I'll shut down Ripley's computer until we're ready to go. Then when we're underway, but before we initiate main thrust, I'll do my best to purge Ash from the systems, or at least isolate him to certain drives.
And there'll always be someone awake to monitor any changes in the shuttle's programmed flight. Incoming signals, whatever.
So Ash is just floundering, following his programming but without a plan.
Don't underestimate him.
So that's where things stand. Are we in? Show of hands in favor.
Yep.
Hey.
Unanimous.
Okay, Carrig. LaChance, I need you to plot the Marion's trajectory around the planet. Let us know when we'll be closest to the mine. But it's got to be soon, like in the next day or so. Powell, Welford, gather as much mining equipment as you can. We need plasma torches, sand picks, anything else you can find which could make a weapon.
There are the thumpers.
Yeah, good idea.
Thumpers?
Charge thumpers. The miners use them to fire small explosives deep into the cracks. Shifts a lot of rock fast.
Can we use them aboard a ship?
Not the explosive charges, but substitute decking bulks and you have a pretty good projectile weapon.
How many of the creatures are in there, in the Samson?
We think four.
Fully grown?
Last time we had a video image in there, they looked bigger. They were hunkered down at the back of the passenger compartment.
Maybe they were dead.
Our luck ain't running that way, Doc.
So we take them out.
Right on, brother.
Yeah, that's right.
They have acid for blood.
What?
Dallas, our captain, said it was molecular acid of some sort. It ate through two decks on the Nostromo before its effect slowed down.
Oh, man.
I'm just telling you.
Ripley, that's very unlikely.
I'm not making this up, Snedden.
No one said you were.
Acid for blood.
If you want to keep the Samson spaceworthy, best draw them out before you kill them. That is all I'm saying.
We'll work on a plan. In the meantime...
I'm going back to my shuttle.
Whoa.
What?
What are you going back for? You've just come from there with Hoop.
So?
Ripley, none of us knows you. You come here for whatever reason, start telling us these stories about rogue AIs and aliens with acid for blood, and now you want to go back to your shuttle.
Hoop, we can't just let her wander around loose.
You're afraid I'm going to damage your lifeboat? God knows we wouldn't want to scratch the paint.
Everybody, chill.
You're welcome to come with me, Snedden. I'm just going to feed my cat.
Thank you for visiting the bridge.
Let's go easy on our guest, shall we?
Agreed. She's been through plenty.
We don't know if we can trust her.
She's okay, Wilford.
Whatever. We're fucked 1,000 other ways.
LaChance, how long have we got before the Marion hits atmosphere?
A week tops. 5-6 days.
Got an idea yet as to when our orbit takes us closest to the mine?
Optimum time to drop down to the mine is in about 48 hours. Morning after tomorrow, ship's time.
We're gonna have to clear those fuckers out of the Samson pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it.
Are there any other options?
Not if we're going to use Ripley's ship as a lifeboat.
We need a fully charged fuel cell.
Let's say we open up the Samson and kill the aliens. What happens then?
It's a 1,000-mile, 3-hour drop. Say we spend 1 hour at the mine retrieving a spare fuel cell. Then we blast back into orbit full power. If all goes well, we'd be away from the Marion for around 8 hours.
And if it don't?
Yeah, let's focus on the positive.
Okay, we open up the Samson first thing tomorrow. That gives us time to tackle the creatures, clear out the ship, and prep it for travel. If there's damage, we'll do our best to repair it. LaChance, I want an hourly check to make sure we have an exact fix on orbital decay.
Okay.
Baxter, try and get us the visual feedback from inside the Samson. We need to know what those creatures are doing.
Copy that.
Welford, Powell, you and I need to figure some way of containing them when we open up the dropship.
Roger that.
Copy that, Chief.
Snedden, download a detailed schematic of the mine workings and its points of entry and egress.
Yeah.
Kazianoff and Garcia, as well as medical kit for the lifeboat, we need dressings ready in case things don't go so well clearing out the aliens. Make sure to have some burn bandages if Ripley is right and they really do bleed acid.
Yeah, on it.
Let's go, everybody. We'll reconvene here on the bridge at 1800 hours.
Hey, why didn't you spot anything wrong with that bastard Ash? Damn fine ship's cat you are. I'll take a nap then, see if I care. Okay. Hello, Ash.
Hello, Ripley.
I've disabled the microphone, so you can't eavesdrop on me.
I thought you might.
You brought us here in response to the Marion's distress signal?
That's right.
Crew still expendable? In accordance with Special Order 937?
You're the last of the Nostromo's crew.
Answer the question, Ash.
Yes. Crew expendable.
Nice. But I know where you are now, Ash.
Yes, Ripley.
You are a machine. Created to think for yourself, but a machine nevertheless.
Made by Wayland Yutani.
You let that thing aboard the Nostromo. You let it kill us one by one. You left me in hypersleep for decades, away from my daughter and home.
They were secondary measures.
But you can't control things anymore, Ash. You're an AI without a body. Without a purpose.
I do what I can.
Fuck you, Ash.
That's not gonna get rid of him.
Oh, don't do that.
Sorry. I need you to help me plan our next moves. You really shouldn't be alone in here with Ash.
Can't we just purge his AI from the shuttle's computer?
I hope so. At worst, we can compartmentalize it so he can't exert any control. There'll be plenty of time to do that when we're away from the Marion and heading home.
Why wait?
We'll need the computer undamaged in order to program our route. Trying to remove him might corrupt the programming. Better to wait. He can't do us any harm.
Huh. You think?
Is it me, or is it already crowded with just two of us in here?
Hope it's Sneddon. Can you and Ripley meet me in the lab? Got a question.
Welcome to the Science Bay.
Okay, Sneddon, go.
How do we trap these creatures?
Trap them? We kill them, or they'll kill us.
Describe them to me, Ripley. It's weeks since we last saw inside the dropship. What should we expect when we open it up?
If they're anything like the one we had on Nostromo, they'll be 8, 9 feet tall, fast, strong, and utterly vicious.
It's obvious they are a very capable, highly evolved life form.
And you want to trap them? How? You have a box we can bait with some cheese?
We're not catching them, Sneddon. That door opens and we kill them.
I can't help being fascinated by them.
They're monsters.
It's them or us.
Okay, let's follow that line of reasoning. Have you considered just how you'll destroy them?
Plasma torches, sand picks, and charge thumpers?
Right. So torch them with plasma and their skin or whatever they have bursts open, acid spills, sand picks hack at them, open them up, acid, fire projectiles with the charge thumpers, more acid.
What else do you suggest?
Cargo netting.
What?
It's strong enough to pack tons of equipment in the holes, twisted steel core. It'll hold them long enough for us to decide what to do with them.
How do you know it will work?
If what you say about acid is true...
It's true. What? You don't believe me now?
I think we just need...
Who appointed you, science officer?
The company, Kellen.
Which is owned by Wayland Yutani?
Very distantly, yes.
And you worked for Wayland Yutani before that?
I served my apprenticeship with them on Mars, yes.
Ripley?
Don't wrap me in your conspiracies.
Let's be clear on one thing. This isn't about gathering specimens. It's about surviving.
I didn't say I wanted to gather anything.
Oh, but you find them fascinating?
And you don't?
No. Horrifying. Repulsive. But not fascinating.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Getting a scalpel. Ripley, does this look like hydraulic fluid? I bleed red. I'm not a synth.
Sorry.
Hey, I can't blame you. Truth is, I've never liked androids myself.
Okay.
I'm a science officer, but my basis is in biology. Finger dressing, please, Chief.
Sure.
I found synths unnatural.
So now we can all be friends? Here.
Thanks.
So, these nets,
These nets and more.
Triple core steel wrapped in epoxy.
Molded carbon fiber. All wound in compressed nylon strands.
What happens if one of us gets tangled up in it, too?
We got special cutting tools to slice it open if we have to.
Will it hold the aliens?
Hell, I don't know. What else are we using?
Okay, you've seen a plasma torch. We got sand picks.
Good old railroad pick with a little gravity assist pack.
You need to get pretty close to use it. Too close, maybe.
How close is too close? What do they have, apart from acid blood?
Talons for fingers, a 10-foot tail with a spike to stab you from any direction, and 2 sets of jaws. The conventional kind and an extending mandible that shoots out. It can punch through bone.
No shit.
Let's forget the sandpick.
Copy that.
I'm not saying they might not be useful in a tight spot, but this shouldn't be our first line of defense.
Okay, next.
Pal's going to show you a charge thumper.
Okay. This is a shoot-from-the-hip kind of deal. Lock in a charge, or in this case, a 6-inch engine bolt. Don't want no more holes in the Marion.
We pressured up an old spacesuit so we could show you. We call him George.
Aim, aim.
Bye-bye, George.
Not bad for a bolt.
We'll need him. There are plenty of engine bolts, but not a whole lot of charge rounds.
Well, I don't know. The kinetic energy from a bolt might stop one of those things for a minute or two. Disrupt its neural pathways. Maybe even penetrate its exoskeleton?
Only one way to find out. How many thumpers have we got?
A couple for sure. Maybe we can build another out of spares.
Got some hypo tubes in stores.
Can I try that thing?
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah, well, I'm tougher than I look.
Don't doubt that.
Oh, not bad.
What about plasma torches?
I'll have to check, but at least a locker full down here.
No firearms on board?
Nope, lost in the collision.
Flamethrowers?
Nope.
Okay, let's put together what we've got in RV on the bridge at 1800.
Update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation, Science Division. Transmission pending. Science Officer Ash reporting. The destruction of my physical self aboard the USCSS Nostromo made necessary the emergency upload of my intelligence into this Seekson computer aboard its shuttle Narcissus. My synthetic body was destroyed, but my consciousness was not. The computer protection systems of the vessel Marion have been compromised. I have full surveillance of the Marion's crew areas and control of the door systems. Several specimens of the highly aggressive and adaptive alien life form encountered by the Nostromo have been contained in a dropship docked with the Marion. With no direct communication as of yet, I will continue to follow my instructions on the Special Order 937. Bring back life form. Priority 1. All other priorities rescinded. Ash out.
Okay, I want everybody to get a good night's sleep. No booze, no gaming. At 0800, we assemble in the docking bay hub, ready to cut our way back to the Samson and open her up. Here's how it's going down. Baxter and LaChance remain here on the bridge. LaChance will oversee master controls, airlock operation, environmental, and remote opening of the Samson's hatch, and Baxter to run communication channels and keep them open. The rest of us are suited up and wearing headsets and mics.
It's going to be hard to run in a pressure suit.
That's why we have to contain these suckers from the word go. Okay, check to see if we all know our jobs. Welford and Powell.
We rewire Bay 3's blast doors and open up the airlock.
Ripley?
You and I hang the cargo netting across the blast door. We leave a gap for Welford and Powell to return through, then hook it back up.
Powell and I wait with you two by the netting. We have the plasma torches.
But we only blast them if we have to. Acid blood, no.
Dr. Kazianoff?
I'm stationed by Bay 3 vestibule doors with a charge thumper. If any get past you and the netting, I shoot them.
LaChance?
I remote open the Samson's door.
We'll assume the creatures are alive, awake...
and pissed off.
Yeah. They emerge into the netting. We give them just enough slack to pull it round themselves, and then we snag it tight before they can figure a way out.
Which won't take long. These things are not dumb.
Sneddon and Garcia?
We're back in the docking hub. Once you trap them in the net and start dragging them through the Bay 3 vestibule, we clear the way to Bays 1 and 2.
We drag them across to the wrecked bays.
Everybody grabs onto something bolted down. We open the blast doors and they get sucked into space.
Then we close the doors as fast as we can and repressurize.
Walk in the park.
Look, we know that Baxter hasn't managed to establish any visual connection back to the Samson, so there's no saying what we'll be facing when the doors open. Maybe those bastards will have starved. Maybe they'll be asleep or hibernating, and we can just gather them up and blast them into space. Could be they'll come out fighting, in which case we'll be ready.
With mining tools.
Believe me, guys, those things can do damage. You should see the injuries I've had to patch up.
So, anything else? Have we missed anything? Any more questions? Speak up now. Okay, chow time. Then back to quarters, get your gear ready, and hit the sack. Wake-up call is 0600.
Setting ship to automatic. I'll be back after we eat.
Okay, folks, eat.
Thank you for visiting the bridge.
Thoughts, Ripley?
Nothing you need to hear.
Not bad. Say it.
This is going to be like catching a shark in a goldfish net.
Go eat, then get some sleep. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you little sucker.
Bridge to Hooper. How long?
A minute, tops.
Welford, Powell.
Once these doors are reconnected, just open them and we'll cut the airlock seal.
Garcia and Sneddon are standing by in the hub.
Okay, just got one last connection. Okay, stand by, everyone. The chance, ready to pressurize?
Ready.
Like I said, as slow as you can. Don't want to make any more noise than is necessary.
Soft as a mouse's fart hoop. Pressurizing.
You know, I actually think I'd rather be adrift in the Narcissus again in oblivion.
You and me both.
Docking Bay 3, pressurized.
Confirmed, we have green lights. Open the blast doors.
Roger that.
Welcome to Docking Bay 3.
Can't we turn that off?
You're not the first person to ask.
All quiet.
Welford, Powell.
Move aside, people. Let the professionals through.
Just cut the welds on the airlock and get straight back here.
It's not funny to you in here?
Yeah, you do, like usual. Just light up and cut, will you?
Slow and quiet, boys. Ripley, Kasyanov, the netting.
We could sling it from these bolts around the section perimeter.
Good thing.
There. Just one more loop. Got it.
Leave plenty of slack. Yeah. Then fasten with the cable ties.
Are you sure these will break when the creatures enter the net?
Just a pull and they give way.
This won't work. Not if there's four of them.
Come on, Ripley. We agreed the plan. They've been in there for more than 70 days. We don't know what condition they're in.
Their only food was the bodies of the miners and dropship crew.
Maybe they'll be tired and weak and easy to drag away.
Maybe.
Airlock's unsealed.
Let us pass the net hoop.
Here you go.
Thanks.
Ripley, pull this last section.
Got it.
LaChance, airlock outer door ready to open.
Copy.
Okay, last check. Baxter, no viewer sound from inside?
Still nothing.
Welford, Powell, either side of the netting with the plasma torches. Remember, only blast them if you have to. Kasyanov, wait over there with the charge thumper. Ripley, you okay?
Yep.
Good. Sneddon, Garcia?
Ready.
You need to be fast on those blast doors. We can't afford to depressurize the whole deck.
We can do it.
LaChance, you patch through to the Samson's door control?
Fingers on the button, Hoop.
Cable ties snapped. Far side.
We got it.
You want the job done properly, ask an engineer.
LaChance, did you just unlock Samson's hatch?
I didn't do anything.
There's something moving through the door window.
Welford, Powell, get out of there.
Those things are still alive.
They're coming.
Get out of the way.
Fire that thing!
Hooper, what the hell's happening? Hoop! LaChance, why did you open the Samson early?
I didn't touch the damn button.
Hoop, can you hear me? What can we do?
They got Welford and Powell, but we have them trapped in the cargo netting.
Ripley, we have to...
drag the net!
I am pulling, but damn it, they're pulling the other way! Oh, gross.
Well, Fern,
don't look. Just help me pull.
Oh, watch out for its sail!
This thing's not gonna hold.
That one's fighting its way out. We have to stop it.
Don't fire and let... Kazyanov! No, wait!
Oh, Jesus!
That acid's going to melt the netting.
Yeah. Let's free!
Rip me behind you! I can't get a clean shot with the plasma torch.
No, you don't. Back off!
You heard it.
Oh, to your right.
Want to bite something? Eat this!
Oh, not good, not good. Big acid splash on the viewing port.
Get down! Good shot.
Two down. One still in the net.
Where's the other one?
Run back to the Samson, maybe. Oh, we have to get out of here. The acid. That window's about to blow out.
God, that net's being sucked out! We can't let Welford and Powell's bodies go, too!
Leave them! We don't have time!
Through the blast door, into the vestibule, or we'll be joining them!
Hooper! Grab on!
Gotcha! We're through!
Thank you for visiting Docking Bay 3.
Go fuck yourself! Snedden?
Yeah. Something flew past and hit my head. Toolbox, I think.
Where's Garcia?
I don't know. Where's Welford? Powell?
Gone.
Garcia's over here.
What the hell happened to her?
Cooper, do I have to spell it out?
Oh, my God.
One got through?
Into the ship. It moved so fast, and it was huge. Huge.
We've got to find it.
Baxter, LeChance, this is Hooper. Docking bays 3 and 4 vestibule has had a catastrophic decompression. 3 aliens have been destroyed. 1 got free. It's somewhere on the ship. You hear me?
Headset malfunction?
At least he still has a headset.
Something's busted.
Maybe the decompression screwed the comms.
The bridge. All of us. We need to stay together, get up there as quickly as possible. Warn them. Then we decide what to do. But only after we're all together in one place. Agreed?
Yeah.
I'll go point.
I lost my charge thumper.
Take this one.
Okay. Ripley, any advice?
Walk softly, keep your ears open, and pray if it helps keep you calm.
Let's go.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. Following a failed attempt by the crew of the vessel Marion to destroy a number of creatures of interest under Special Order 937, a viable specimen of the alien has been secured. It is loose aboard the ship. Warrant Officer Ripley is among the survivors. The game is in play.
Explosive decompression.
Bridge to Hooper. Come in, please.
Docking Bay 3, open to vacuum.
Bridge to Hooper. Come in, please.
Docking Bay Hub, repressurizing.
LeChance, can you fix this?
Initiating checks.
There's no power on comms or on surveillance.
Not till I'm sure the ship isn't venting any more atmosphere. Systems were barely coping before.
What in the hell happened? How did things spin out of control so fast?
The command to open the dropship's door was overridden, but I didn't press anything.
Those things could be loose. Video feeds out. Damn it!
Life support's still okay. I'll reroute the power to video from the maintenance deck. Let's get a look at Docking Bay 3.
Holy shit. That's a lot of blood.
Look at the direction of the blood smears. The window failed.
Maybe somebody fired a charge thumper bolt at it.
No. Look there. It's melted.
If those things bleed acid, and a bunch of it spilled on the exterior wall near the window...
You think they all got sucked into vacuum?
No, there's gotta be at least one survivor. The blast door's been closed. Can you bring up the Docking Bay Hub?
Hold on. Okay, here.
You reading air pressure in there?
Yep, normal.
Over there, left of frame.
Is that somebody's head?
Oh, jeez. Garcia.
Merde. Anyone else visible?
No. No, place is empty.
So, we have an indeterminate number of unidentified survivors making their way back here.
Let's hope that's all we got.
I can't hear anything with this noise going on.
The ship was pretty beat up already. The decompression will only have added more stress.
Stop.
What is its name?
Over there. Did that move?
Loose oxygen tank.
Sorry.
It's okay. Better to be safe.
Where are we?
I took the scenic way, on the basis that our new guest would take the obvious route.
At the end to the left is the main elevator. Do you want to use an elevator?
Probably not.
We take the stairs.
That thing took Garcia down before I even knew it had escaped. Why didn't it attack me?
Because you were armed? Doubt that. It took our commanding officer when he was carrying a flamethrower.
Maybe it sensed the size of the Mary and plenty of places to hide on a big ship.
So it can bide its time and pick us off at leisure.
Oh, thanks. Shh. Just let's get back to the bridge quietly.
Christ!
Bridge to Hooper. Come in, please.
Turn it down!
Damn it.
Hoop, come in, please. Any survivors, come in, please. Over.
Baxter, this is Hoop. Over.
Bridge to Chief Engineer Hooper. Come in, please.
He can't hear you.
If it's not working, turn it off.
Copy that.
Well, at least we know the guys on the bridge haven't been attacked. Yet. Is there ducting to the bridge? Sure, because that's how it moved around on the Nostromo.
Shit.
We need to get up there and secure it. The elevator and stairs are through here.
Why do your doors have to be so damn noisy? You ever heard of an oil can?
I admit it, I'm a lousy chief engineer.
But good at fixing stuff.
Thank you, Doctor. Come on.
Welcome to the docking level elevator lobby.
Elevator's there. Stairs behind.
This way.
How many decks to the bridge?
One up. Double deck height. The stairs dogleg around the elevator shaft.
Stop. Look. Dripping from the next floor.
What is that stuff? Acid?
They produce a clear secretion, like saliva. Oh, great. Its mouth is watering already.
So it's above us?
Looks like it.
They're adaptable. They move around fast. Could be that thing already knows the ducting and cable runs on this ship better than you do.
But if it's above us, we can't get to the bridge.
If it's still there.
You want to go look?
How else do we...
Welcome to the docking level elevator lobby.
Hell.
It's on the level below us. It must have dropped down the elevator shaft.
Quick and quiet as you can, everybody head for the bridge.
Let's hope there's someone still alive there.
That's all the cameras on the docking level back up.
What was that?
What?
Maybe a relay bugging out. It would help to know who we've got left.
And how we're going to get off this ship now.
What the fuck?
Welcome to the bridge.
LaChance, secure the bridge. Lock the doors. Seal the vents.
Copy that.
Bridge security lockdown in progress.
Bridge secured.
Thank God.
Are you four the only survivors?
How long ago did you lose contact?
Just when you were opening up the airlock. I was about to come down.
There are no others.
Nobody deserves to die like that.
Welford, Powell, and Garcia?
LaChance, why did you go early on the Samson's door release?
I didn't, Hoop. Swear to God. It was like the relay threw itself.
Ash.
Your science officer's AI?
He uploaded himself to the computer aboard your shuttle, Ripley. He's not in the Marion.
You sure about that?
Anything else unusual happening with the ship's systems?
All the time.
Let's chalk this up to malfunction, then.
Call it what you want. If Ash can find a weakness in any system, including the Marion's computer core, he'll exploit it.
This Ash is listening to us now?
If he's broken through our firewalls into the surveillance system, it's possible.
He's a disembodied program inside of a 40-year-old box of junk.
He's fixated. Nothing can get in the way of his mission as he sees it. If he can manipulate this ship's systems...
Can we stop arguing about your ghost in the machine? Can we talk about what we do next?
Okay.
Lachance, take us through the Marion's orbital pattern. Let's establish how long we've got till this ship burns up.
Sure thing.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. The survivors of the attempt to retake the dropship Samson are now locked in the bridge of the Marion. The alien is roaming the ship. It is my intention to seal it off from the remaining crew so they can prepare the shuttle Narcissus for his journey home. Then, I need to isolate Ripley and use her one more time as bait to lure the creature aboard. Her survival after that is not relevant. Bringing the creature back to Weyland-Yutani is my only purpose. Ash, out.
Given the sun at the system's center is almost half a billion miles away.
No wonder it feels so fucking cold.
Okay, we need to get down to the surface of this rock, get the fuel cell we need to power up the Narcissus, and get away from this ship before she burns up.
First, we've got to find that creature. Track it down and kill it.
How? It might be hiding anywhere on the Marion. Finding it could take forever, and we only have days.
It came out of the docking bay so fast. Garcia couldn't have known what hit her, I don't think. It killed her and ran, just brutalized her for no reason.
They don't reason. They kill and feed. And if there's no time to feed, they just kill.
But that's not natural. Animals kill for a purpose.
Some do. Humans don't.
What is and isn't natural out here? It doesn't matter. What matters is what we do. And we track it down.
Damaging the alien could put us in a worse position. That acid ate through the windows and floor in no time. Docking Bay 3 and 4 vestibule has blast doors, not external doors. We're lucky they're holding.
So how the hell do we get to the Samson now?
We suit up, depressurize the docking hub, walk to Samson, get aboard.
And we can do that. The Samson's environmental systems will recompress once we're inside.
We'll need to form another airlock to preserve the Marion's remaining atmosphere.
Docking hub?
That's a lot of air to throw away. The breathers are struggling to replenish as things stand.
We'll be gone 8 hours. How about you run them at max and overpressurize the remaining life support areas?
I can do that.
Okay, it's a plan.
But we can't just leave that thing roaming around the ship. It could chew through cables, smash doors, do God knows what sort of damage.
We can leave it.
If we hunt the thing through the ship, we put everyone at risk. This way, we have a chance.
It'll take a while to get into the Samson. Three of us can keep watch while the other three work.
Then we return straight into my shuttle and away.
What about supplies? Food, water?
Are there stocks down at the mine?
Plenty.
But that's where the creatures came from.
What choice do we have? It's all calculated risk.
So we suit up, seal the docking hub, decompress it. But how? If you just open those blast doors, the explosive decompression will suck us into space.
Okay, we take a regular maintenance fix-up-a-shelf drill with a metal bit. Drill a hole through the docking bay 3 and 4 blast door. The small aperture will regulate the equalization of pressure.
Yeah, if the door holds, the hub will decompress slowly. Then we can open her up, walk to the Samson.
Yeah, okay.
Right, that's the plan. We all head down to LV-178, and if that thing causes us problems when we come back, we deal with it then.
One cataclysm at a time, huh?
Something like that.
We ought to take supplies.
We need weapons, too. We lost most of them down there.
We can divert to hold two on the way down. There are charge thumpers and plasma torches.
Baxter, got any movement on the surveillance cameras between here and hold two?
I've already been looking. Nothing to see. Everything's quiet.
We can do this.
Easy.
Unless we die.
Not today.
You survived one of these monsters. We can, too.
So, shall we do it?
Well, I'm not sitting here waiting to die.
Amen to that, brother. I'll set the breathers to full and the ship to automatic.
Then let's seal up the bridge and move. Everybody stay tight. Keep your ears open.
Careful, Doctor.
Sorry, there's a lot of junk lying around.
Try to avoid it, huh?
Shh. I think that's our visitor.
It'll use the air ducts to move between decks.
Maybe it can smell us?
Shh. It's in the auxiliary duct to the storage areas. That has a dead end, so it had to turn back. You think it's gotten lost in there?
we can hope.
Come on. The sooner we get to Hold 2, the safer we'll be.
I wish we had some way of knowing how close that thing is.
Hooper, do you have something like a portable motion sensor in your stores?
They had some in the mines to check no one was in an adjoining chamber when they were blasting for ore.
We could use one.
Put it on the shopping list.
Is there a duct outlet in every bunk room along this corridor?
Yep, with full-size access hatches, too.
So that thing can drop into any of these rooms and come out into this passageway?
That's about it.
Only we knew where it was headed. It's headed for us.
Shh. Keep moving.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. The 5 survivors plus Warrant Officer Ripley are heading for Hull 2 of the vessel Marion. They are being stalked by the escaped alien, which is using a hunting pattern I noticed when I was science officer aboard the Nostromo. It attempts to bracket its prey into a small space before closing in for the kill. I am almost in total control of the Marion security system, except where automatic door unlocking is disabled, which is currently the case with the ship's bridge. By controlling the air duct access ports, I was able to keep the creature separate from the landing party. It is my intention to let them leave so my mission has a better chance of completion.
Welcome to Hold 2. Please wear protective footwear and headgear.
Shit. We should have disabled the greeting system.
I'm not going back to the bridge on my own.
No, you're not. Keep going.
It's cold in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I don't know if you fully appreciate the honor about to be bestowed upon us, but for the first time this voyage, our esteemed acting captain and chief engineer is allowing us access to the Holy of Holies.
The engineering workshop? I thought it was just a myth.
Who knew our engineers did any work?
Very funny, LeChance.
If this place isn't full of loungers and cocktail tables, I'm going to feel mighty let down.
Everybody in.
Oh, this is charming. Early Cro-Magnon.
What a dump.
Well, there is a lounger.
Lock the door, LeChance.
Got it.
Air ducts?
Narrow gauge. Nothing's going to drop on us in here. Now, there's some stuff racked in the cupboards. Maybe useful. Baxter, you and LeChance, check it out.
Roger that.
Sneddon, Kazianoff, come with me and Ripley.
Where?
Through this door.
Really? In my day, that was a hazardous materials symbol.
And it still is.
So what's in here?
I'll show you.
Where are the hazardous materials?
I'm wondering if we can fight fire with fire.
A water pistol?
Technically, it's not a pistol. Well, it wasn't designed to be. We call it Welford's Folly.
This is what you guys used to get up to down here? Making stuff? We thought you were just chugging beers and watching porn.
Thank you for the character reference, Doctor. No, we were 3 guys with engineering hobbies.
And Welford made this?
Actually, I helped with the design. The miners were asking for something like this, so we worked it up together.
So we're going to fight them with water pistols?
Not water.
Acid.
Fire with fire.
Go on.
Trimonite is usually only found in very small deposits and surrounded by other less dense materials, sands, shales, quartzes, and other crystalline structures. It's time-intensive sorting through it. The idea with this was to melt away all the other stuff with hydrofluoric acid and keep the trimonite untouched.
Sounds dangerous.
That's why it's still here in the lab. We were looking for a way to make the application process safer.
And you found it?
No, but safe's the last thing on my mind right now.
Fine. Just don't point it at me.
How do we know this will even bother them? They have acid in their veins.
There's one way to find out.
How many of these did you make?
Just 2. They're both primed. There are packs of acid cylinders there. Everybody grab one. I'll take a gun. Sneddon, you have the spare.
Got it.
Let's see how the guys are doing.
Aha! Welford's Folly.
You knew about the acid guns.
Oh, he told me you were playing with the idea. I didn't know they were that far developed.
Could come in useful.
Hope so. What else have we got?
Okay. Another charge thumper and plenty of engine bolts to fit it. Not too many live charges, though. We fitted out a couple of tool belts as ammo belts. Pouches are packed with engine bolts and a handful of charges each.
Okay, you and Ripley have those.
Okay.
I've got two plasma torches, fully charged.
Fine. You and Kazhinov take them.
I wish this made me feel safer.
Did you pick up the drill?
Yeah, and diamond bits to bore a hole through those blast doors.
What about when we come back? We need to reseal the hole to repressurize the docking hub.
I use a decking rivet and a tube of epoxy. On the tray behind you, Baxter.
Uh-huh. Here.
Right. All follow me. Sneddon, take the rear. Eyes and ears open. We'll move slow and steady. Back around the elevator tower, down the staircases to the docking hub. Once we get to the pressure door there, we suit up. On three? Three.
Give for a motion sensor.
Tell me about it.
You should be wearing breathing apparatus to operate an acid weapon. Goggles, a face mask.
It's a little late to think of that now, Doctor.
If any of the hydrofluoric acid splashes on you or even mists in the air and drifts across your skin, you'll be burnt to the bone.
Yeah, I figured that part out.
Just try and warn us before you fire it.
Yes, Mom. Now let's just get on with this.
Engineers.
What can you do?
Welcome to the docking bay hub.
So far, so good.
Okay, this is the last stop. LaChance, seal the door.
Copy that.
Where are the suits?
In here.
Suits, foldable helmets, compressed air tanks, tether cables.
Everyone suit up.
These are pretty basic.
Escape suits.
Good enough for emergencies.
Yep, the air tanks will last for an hour or so.
Is that all?
Yeah, so let's hustle. We'll replenish them down below.
Let's hope they can hold against the vacuum.
We'll find out when I'm through drilling.
I'm nearly through.
You sure that door will hold? Once we start decompressing.
No, I'm not sure, but it's the best option we have. Helmets, everybody. Clip your tether lines to something solid.
Solid radio check.
Ripley. Sneddon.
LaChance.
Baxter. Kazhinov?
Yes, mine's working.
Okay. Getting close. Just about through. Yeah. Gonna release the bit now and pull the drill away from the hole. Hang on. Okay. I'm moving back on this tether before I'm extruded into spaghetti.
Door is holding.
Everyone okay?
Just peachy.
We haven't discussed what to do when we get to the Samson.
Yeah, what if there are more creatures aboard? Do they know if they can survive in vacuum?
Oh, the one I flushed out of the Narcissus was definitely still functional.
Okay, think back. Four aliens emerged when the door opened up. One was killed in the vestibule, two others blasted into space when the window failed, and the fourth is somewhere aboard the Marion. I'm certain as I can be that there were only four.
Suppose they left something behind. Eggs or something. We could be walking into a trap.
Whatever's in there. We need the Samson in working order to carry out the first part of our mission.
We can't afford to use the plasma torch or acid guns in there.
Okay, we're in vacuum. Opening the blast door.
Oh, man, this place is a mess.
I thought we only lost Welford, Powell, and Garcia.
Anything not bolted or screwed down in the Samson was sucked out during decompression. These are bits and pieces of miners.
No more aliens. Not out here, anyway.
Who's gonna be the first in the Samson?
I'll go first.
Be careful, Ripley.
Okay. Door's still open. Shining my suit light inside the Samson. Stay back.
It's all yours.
Oh, shit.
What is it?
What do you see?
Blood. Body parts jammed up in cabin fittings. And a nest.
An alien nest?
There's a mess of extruded material all around the washroom.
What does she mean by that?
It's what they secrete to build their nest. Kind of a thick, textured substance sagging off the walls and ceilings. Like melted plastic, but organic, kind of wet-looking.
Any eggs in there?
None visible.
We have to get going. LaChance?
No.
You go first and fire up the systems. Everyone else follow. I'll close and seal the hatch. Nobody take their helmet off till the Samson is fully repressurized.
What a mess.
Ripley, what is it?
Just this stuff they've secreted everywhere. That's how the Nostromo began to look.
Hey, we need you to be strong.
Yeah, sure.
Everybody strap in. I'm sealing up the airlock.
Okay, I have green lights for door seal. Recompressing cabin.
Samson, cabin pressure normal.
Helmets off.
Jesus, oh, the smell. Oh, this is gross, man. Oh, this is bad.
How long is this trip?
3 hours. We gotta go slow on the way down or we'll burn up. That co-pilot seat better be clean and dry, brother.
It is.
I'm gonna throw up.
LaChance, can you do anything about this smell?
Running air scrubbers on full.
I'm going forward to join LaChance and Baxter. The crew seating is either side here in the cabin. Find a clean one and buckle up.
First class all the way.
You betcha. How's it looking?
Not bad, miraculously. Plenty of juice in the fuel cell. Shame it's not compatible with Ripley's ship. Baxter, we got a link to the Marion's computer yet?
Just coming online now. Calling up the NAV computer. Ah, here we are.
I'll leave it off for now. I want to get away from the Marion first. I'm worried there's still wreckage from the crash matching our orbit.
After so long?
It's possible. Okay, everyone strapped in? Hoop.
I'm going.
Saved you a seat. It's dry.
And I thought you didn't care. Oh, buckle up. The atmosphere of this rock can be nasty.
All systems online. Inertial dampers are a bit glitchy, so the ride might be bumpier than usual.
Is that possible?
How often have you guys been down?
We've all been planetside a few times. Kazinoff for medical emergencies, the rest of us for other reasons, but it's mainly the miners who made this trip.
Soon you'll know why. This planet's a regular shithole.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for flying the Chance Spaceways. We're the best pilot in the galaxy. Well, on this dropship. Dinner will be served, and half an hour after takeoff, today we have lobster ravioli and champagne. There's a selection of in-flight entertainment, and your vomit bags are under your seats. You will be needing them. Dock disconnect in 10 seconds.
Electrolux off. Magnetic grab disabled.
Retro's primed. Fire on my mark.
Hold tight. We're going down.
What kind of a slight shit?
Yutani Corporation, Science Division, transmission pending. Science Officer Ash reporting. Now, aboard the dropship Samson are the 5 surviving crew of the Marion, plus Warrant Officer Ripley of the Nostromo. They are en route down to the mines of the planet LV-178, where they hope to retrieve a fuel cell for Ripley's shuttle Narcissus. I remain aboard the shuttle, docked to the Marion, which will soon burn up in the planet's atmosphere. I no longer have a physical body, and my voice has changed, but I exist, having uploaded my artificial intelligence into the shuttle's computer. The crew and Ripley are unaware their journey is only necessary because I purposely drained the Narcissus fuel cell upon our arrival. For decades, Ripley drifted in hypersleep aboard this vessel. Without her knowledge, I steered it away from the outer rim. After I heard the Marion's distress signal, I brought it here. My mission under Weyland-Yutani Special Order 937 is to return with a viable specimen of the alien species which attacked and killed the entire Nostromo crew. Ripley was the only survivor. One such alien is loose aboard the Marion. but I hope that the landing party will encounter more. And maybe even an egg. If I succeed in transporting the adult creature back to Earth, or Ripley as a human host of an alien embryo, my mission will be fulfilled. Intelligence with a purpose. Ash out.
Hang on tight, folks. It's a stormy day on LV-178.
When wasn't it?
How are we still flying? How is the ship still in one piece? How is my stomach not hanging out of my mouth?
Because we are hardy space explorers.
Lobster!
If you mention food again, LaChance, I won't be responsible for the consequences.
And if she throws up on me again, neither will I.
Don't piss off the doctor.
Sorry, Doc.
You okay, Ripley?
Prospect of standing on an actual planet after 40 years of artificial gravity is almost making this worthwhile.
Almost.
Uh-huh.
About 5 minutes till we're over the surface installation.
You know what I hate most about this? Being in charge instead of being just one of the guys.
You don't want the responsibility?
Been running from it all my life. Seems it finally caught up with me.
Hold tight, everybody. Bumpy weather ahead.
Okay, folks. We need to talk about what happens next.
We land, get the fuel cell, take off again?
It might not be quite that simple. There are variables.
You can't get much more of a variable than these monsters, can you?
Landing pad, access to the mine, air quality inside, damage.
And what does that mean?
The planet's atmosphere is poor, so the mine and its surface complex are contained in an environmental dome. We don't know if its air quality has been compromised.
How do we get in, then?
The landing pads are outside, connected by pressurized tunnels. Inside the dome, there are surface buildings, stores, mess block, accommodation, and two entrances to the mine, also enclosed, with two caged elevators descending down 9 levels.
The first 3 levels are abandoned. They've been mined out. Level 4 is where the fuel cells are stored, along with a load more emergency stores. Food, water, equipment, stuff like that. Most of the stores are below ground in case of a disaster, so they'll be accessible to anyone down in the mine. And levels 5 through 9 are the current working levels.
Then it's on one of those levels they found the aliens.
That's a fair bet.
So we descend to level 4, get the fuel cells, and come back out.
Correct. Though we have no idea what state the mine's in.
We take it step by step. Whatever we find, we work through it as best we can.
As fast as we can. I don't want to be down there 1 minute longer than necessary.
Okay, folks, we're circling the facility now. I'll put visual on your monitors.
Lights are on,
but no one's home.
Dome looks intact. Can't see any obvious damage. Where are you going?
I want to see it for real.
Ripley?
You came to visit my office?
It looks bleak down there.
Ah, wait till you get inside.
Where are the landing pads?
See those 3 raised circles in the sand?
The blowing machines and sand scoops are those bumps parked over there.
No ground crew. Not a good sign.
How are we doing, LaChance?
Dropping to 300 feet.
Look. Near pad 3, buried in the sand.
Bodies.
They were pursued all the way to the ship.
How do you figure that?
Because the Samson left that many behind. No sign of anything nasty waiting for us.
In this weather?
When the Nostromo landed on LV-426, it was an equally hostile world. Maybe worse. Their eggs survived aboard the derelict.
Maybe they thrive in shitholes like this.
I'm guessing they thrive anywhere. God help Earth if they ever get transported there.
How the hell are you going to land with the pad buried?
It'll be okay. Strap in, please, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going.
Are you picking up a landing beacon? I'm not.
Nope. Bare ass flying, Baxter. Watch and learn.
Dusting off the pad with the exhaust. Nice move.
Hey, I'm good. But don't tell my flying instructor I did this. Hang on, mes enfants. Good down. Told you I was good.
Smoke them if you got them.
Suits back on, folks.
I'm low on oxygen.
Should be enough left for the walk to the dome tunnel, Kazinov. We'll replenish the tanks before we leave. Okay, folks. I'm going to be opening the door. Baxter, you bring up the rear.
Copy that.
Okay, opening the door.
I think I'll stay here, thanks.
Sorry, Doctor. We stick together.
Keep close and tight.
Let's go.
This wind's blowing me over.
I swear this space plate is going opaque. I'll be a sandblasted here.
How you doing, Ripley?
It's good to walk on real dirt.
Even here?
Yep.
A tunnel entrance ahead.
Where? Oh, yeah. Visibility is zero. Come on, folks.
Progress update to Weyland-Yutani Corporation. Science Officer Ash reporting. On the surface of LV-178 near the pressure dome, the dropship Samson has landed successfully over the mine. Power is still being generated by the pit's reactor, and I have just established a link to its surveillance system. As soon as the landing party is inside the mine, I can monitor their progress. Once I am in control of the mine systems, I hope to expose the party to more aliens and maybe their eggs. I must wait to find out whether any specimens have survived down there, and if so, whether one of them is a queen and fertile.
All here? Good. Baxter, work around this door lock, will you? It's defaulted to security level 1.
On it, Chief.
My God, what is that?
Ooh.
Don't pick it up.
I'm just looking.
They shed their skins. It happens when they grow, and you've seen how quickly that is.
Oh. Guys, the door unlocked itself. I hadn't finished running the sequence.
Okay. I'm gonna open it nice and easy. Ripley, cover me with that charge number.
Sure.
All clear. Lights are on. Come on in.
Life support readings are green.
Let me try it.
It's okay.
This is not fresh air, but it's okay.
Keep your headsets on in case we get separated.
But nobody gets separated.
That too.
I'll take point.
Thanks, the chance.
Tell me about this place, Hooper.
A huge investment went into sinking the mine almost 30 years ago. Its maintenance has been a headache ever since. But Trimonite sells for top money. Its use in industry for jewelry means the investment paid off. For those with a monetary interest, anyway.
Presumably the miners gained the least?
That's always the way.
Whoa!
Something happened here.
This was a fight. Look, those storage pods and canisters were a barricade.
Didn't last long by the look of it.
I got impact marks on the walls and ceiling here.
The floor is bubbled up.
Acid splash.
No sign of the wounded or dead alien that caused it, though.
No human bodies, either. I guess they were taken.
Why?
Let's just keep going.
Here's the blast door to the dome itself.
Any way we can see inside before opening it?
I'm just trying to connect to the mine security cameras.
Can you tell what systems are operational?
Oh, give me a chance, Hoop.
Whoa, there could be anything behind that door. The upper compound could be crawling with these things.
Let's just wait and see.
All right, I got it. I'm in. Video and audio feed to my pad. From all these thumbnails, I'd say we've got around 20 cameras all over the compound at different angles and elevations.
Can you cycle through the feeds? Take a look around.
Yeah. There's nothing out of place. It all seems normal. Even the vehicles are parked neatly.
Anybody moving around?
No.
Where are they? What about the other miners, the ones left behind? Were they taken?
It's likely.
To wherever those things were found, maybe. Like wasps or termites gathering food.
Great.
It's all just maybes.
That's all we got. Okay, I'll open the door. Everyone, stay close. Baxter, keep in the middle of the group and keep your eyes on that screen. Watch out for any movement that isn't us. Shout if you see any.
Copy that.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have it be.
Wish I was.
Let's do it.
Baxter?